For a lot of millennials out there, buying or even renting a home can seem impossible. Forget about the idea of starting a family. But in South Korea, the Seoul city government is providing some incentives. It's got programs aimed at helping young couples secure housing and just maybe have a kid. Kelly Kasulis in Seoul has a story.
It's one of those first cold nights of the winter, and I'm walking around Seoul with an address in hand. It's actually a really cute neighborhood. They have a little cafe street with Christmas lights out right now, and lots of good restaurants. I'm meeting So Ji-hae and Cho Sung-won, a couple who fell in love at church and got married 3 years ago. They've invited me over to their new apartment, which they say the government helped them buy. I punch in the passcode and head into their building. Yeah, this is like a really swanky apartment. It's no secret that this is a family home. Ji-hae and Sung-won's wedding photos are all over the walls, and the government hopes that subsidizing homes like this will encourage young couples to have kids. Ji-hae and Sung-won have already started.
Hi.
Their 2-year-old son, Hansol, comes home with his grandmother. He wants to show me his room with his books, his rocking horse, and his child-sized piano.
Wow. 잘했어.
성원 says the government has helped them afford a much nicer place for their family.
일단 크기가 커져 넓어졌으니까 우선
I love it here because it's much more spacious than our last apartment. And my mother-in-law lives next door. My son is getting bigger, so he needs more space to, you know, run around.
Sung-won tells me that raising a family here in Seoul would be much harder if they didn't have government help. Seoul was ranked the 7th most expensive city in the world last year. The city government runs several programs that help pay the mortgage interest when newlywed couples buy homes or the deposit when they rent. In this family's case, the government is giving them about $76,000 over the next 30 years to pay for their house.
아이가 활동할 수 있는 집을 갖게 되는데
The subsidy had a huge impact on our ability to purchase a house for a kid. It definitely took a big economic burden off our shoulders.
A government official told me that Seoul City plans to subsidize about 25,000 families with these programs, which started in 2018, and the aid could last for years. That's a lot of money to just give away, but South Korea has one of the lowest birth rates in the world, and the government is worried. I called Andrew Eun-gi Kim, a professor at Korea University, to ask why young Koreans aren't starting families.
Number one reason in a survey show is that they are not financially stable enough, that they don't have solid jobs. So they're worried about not being able to take care of their family if they do have one financially.
Ji-hae and Sung-won also get a monthly stipend until their son turns 6 years old. Right now, it's about $250 a month, and the amount decreases as he gets older. It's too soon to know if the government assistance will encourage more South Korean couples to have children. But in Ji-hae's case, it seems to be working. She's 10 weeks pregnant with their second child.
임신했을 때 한소리를 놓고 기도를 하면서
Ever since I gave birth to Hansol, I've just prayed that he becomes a person who has a lot of love to share.
Before I go, she makes sure I hear her son sing a song.
고독한 비읍
고요한 밤 거룩한 밤
For the world, Kelly Kasulis, Seoul.
어둠에
Learn more about one Seoul couple that gets a new lease on life with subsidized rent, that's at theworld.org.